Welcome to My on Mondays, an explorative approach to the possessive my through narratives, art, and sound. Each Monday brings a new creation and unique perspective. My on Mondays is brought to you by Ming Studios, a contemporary art space and international artist residency program dedicated to the exhibition, experience, and exploration of arts and culture. Along with exhibiting artists from around the world, Ming also serves the community by hosting innovative programs including performances, workshops, screenings, readings, artist talks, and other cultural activities. For more information, or if you'd like to participate in My on Mondays, you can visit our website at mingstudios.org. Hello, and welcome to the 133rd episode of My on Mondays. May is EDS Awareness Month. For those of you unfamiliar, as I was, EDS, or Ehlers-Danlos Syndrome, according to the National Library of Medicine, is a group of disorders that affect connective tissues supporting the skin, bones, blood vessels, organs, and tissues. Defects in these connective tissues cause symptoms which range from mildly loose joints to life-threatening complications. Our featured guest today is writer, poet, and visual artist Susan Lassiter. Susan earned her Bachelor of Visual Arts at Boise State University and is a recipient of grants from Backyard Artists and the Alexa Rose Foundation. She's also a previous contributor to My on Mondays in episode 118. Around Boise, you can find Susan sketching performers at readings or writing poems about art shows while sporting a back brace and carrying a lumbar pillow. Her piece today is a shout-out to all the medical zebras and anyone whose pain has been dismissed or not believed. A bit of comic relief for a patient in the hands of a broken healthcare system, titled My Advice on How to Discuss Pain with Your Doctor.
My advice on how to discuss pain with your doctor. 1. First of all, don't go to the emergency room. Instead, find a physician based on 5-star reviews, specialty, and proximity to your home. Schedule and wait. Whatever you do, don't waste emergency resources. At least, that's what I've been told over and over again. 2. Find out your insurance has picked a different provider for you, one they deem in-network and more qualified than who you selected. Be rational and accept this. After all, you can request a change of provider if you're not satisfied after 6 months. That is, if confrontation doesn't scare you. 3. Schedule with the preferred clinic for their only available new patient slot at their location across town during rush hour, 3 weeks from next Monday. Take a Tylenol. Side note, this list doesn't apply if you're uninsured. If you do have insurance, hopefully the deductible is less than 6 months of your adjusted gross income. 4. Be on time, but don't arrive more than 5 minutes early, because you'll appear desperate, like a drug seeker. On the other hand, if you show up 5 minutes late because you couldn't tie your shoes without vomiting, the front desk has the right to reschedule and label you irresponsible. 5. If you have any medical training, leave it at the door, or at the very least, play down your intelligence and let the doctor explain big words. 6. Nod in appraisal and be grateful for the effort he takes to ask questions like, "When did the pain start? What does it feel like?" Appreciate when he waits for you to answer, but don't expect this. It's a sure way to self-sabotage the appointment before he learns how to say your full name. 7. Stay calm. That's right. Would it kill you to smile? 8. Wear makeup to demonstrate you can afford his expertise, but don't spend hours on your hair. Make sure it's clean and neat, but nothing more. Or you'll be labeled high maintenance, an attention seeker, or too pretty to feel pain. 3 full teeth smiles will earn you a patient presented pleasantly in your permanent medical record. But timing matters. Don't forget to laugh at the provider's dad jokes on cue if you wish for him to listen to you. 9. If pain and fatigue keep you in bed or on the couch all day, or your shoulder dislocates in your sleep, now isn't the time to mention it. Your poor sleep hygiene caused by pain will be interpreted as the reason for your slight discomfort. This is because you're not exercising enough to be tired enough to slumber peacefully and wake up refreshed enough to be the director of your health and happiness. 10. Never admit your actual pain score. Nurses are trained to snicker at 9 and 10 ratings. 7 and 8 earn questionable stares. 5 and 6 are possible, but 3 and 4 welcome a "so what" attitude. A rating of 1 or 2 ends the appointment. 11. Be prepared to name people in your life who don't have pain. Allude to Jackie in accounting who doesn't need ice packs to sit at her desk. Mention how you work the same hours as John and Ashley, but they're able to party in the evenings and all weekend, while you spend your time tethered within the radius of a plugged-in heating pad. 12. When this fails, list the ways the pain impacts the men in your life. Examples include: A. Male partner can't get a full night's sleep because at 3 a.m. you switch out ice packs for heat, stretch, pace, and poison the air with menthol-infused muscle rubs. B. Men in the home are starving because you can't lift the groceries or push a cart, so you failed to stock the fridge for them. C. Male coworker picked up your slack and attempted to make coffee at the office. He suffered an electrical shock. Subsequently, he resorted to McDonald's drive-through brew and sustained scalding injuries to his inner thighs. No one at work got their morning coffee. D. Another male offspring, forced to help with laundry, pulled a muscle emptying the dryer and needs matching socks for a party this weekend. E. Basically, say anything that is an inconvenience to men that you could solve if you didn't have this lingering pain. 13. Despite this, your provider may suggest you need to just lose weight, gain weight, be active, be more active, rest, birth children, research hobbies, stay off Dr. Google, limit your imagination, relax, don't read so much, restrict carb intake, go on a date, focus on a man, change your outlook, and or take an allergy pill along with some birth control. Other reasons for your pain may include sensitivity, immaturity, growing pains, menstrual cramps, laziness, and mood disorders. If you don't already have a therapist, you'll earn a referral by the end of this appointment just for mentioning pain. 14. Always have a goal for what you'll do once the pain is managed. Don't say when the pain stops or is cured. That's extreme thinking and too much pressure on the provider. 15. Do not speak this phrase aloud. I can't live like this. It's unbearable. I can't keep living with this pain. If you say this, instead of medical attention, you'll receive a private room with all curtains, towels, and picture frames removed. Men, trained in arm bars, restraint, and inspection, will visit you on the hour. When they ask, "How's your day going?" they may sound friendly, but they're only asking to distract you as they rummage through the waste bin for weapons. 2 guards are required in case you spontaneously overcome the pain and jump at one of them in a surprise attack from the counter built for hand sanitizer, generic Kleenex, and female organ models. Basically, don't be dramatic by offering your opinion. 16. At this point, your doctor could examine possible causes, order imaging or lab tests, or look you in the eye. But it's more likely he will say, "Stop comparing yourself to Jackie, John, and Ashley and take an ibuprofen." The receptionist will schedule you for a follow-up in 2 weeks, after you fork over a copay. 17. Who you are and how you act will determine your doctor's bandwidth to listen to your complaints of pain. So remember, when you go to your doctor, do not be sexually active, menstruating, pregnant, sad, post-delivery, in labor, well-read, impatient, athletic, menopausal, angry, confident, divorced, busy, overweight, pretty, single, loud, quiet, too polite, rude, a single mother, young, elderly, worried, underweight, dull, unemployed, breastfeeding, poor, confused, childless, stressed, cranky, concerned, emotional, and or educated. Most importantly, don't be a female in pain. P.S. For the next attempt in your health journey, bring a friend who has a busy schedule and views it as the doctor's job to believe you, so you can both get back to your lives. Studies show this is more successful if the companion is a white male and owns a suit.
Thank you for joining us today. We'll be back next Monday. Tune in.